Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KAOC studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059. Hello. Welcome to a Wednesday. We are 2 weeks from Christmas.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah.
Today's December 11th. Oh, look how festive Jamie looks this morning.
Ho, ho, ho.
You look very festive today.
Ho, ho. Well, because we have the photo shoot.
Yeah.
I see you dressed up for it.
No, I got my good shirt on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I only have one good shirt, Jamie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I drug it out this morning.
Oh, nice.
Took
nice.
Me a while to find it, though. I will tell you that. I haven't worn it in a while.
Yeah.
But when I peel off the top layer,
yeah,
I'm looking good,
oh, nice,
man.
Nice,
I'm looking good for the video shoot today.
Yeah.
But I don't have the festive wardrobe that you have.
Well, this is kind of an ugly sweater, to be honest with you.
Well,
but it works.
I like it.
It works. Yeah.
I think it works for a video, though.
It works for
right?
a video.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a Christmas video.
And the hat.
Yeah, I got it all going on.
Got the
man.
Santa hat on.
I posted the saddest thing yesterday. It wasn't supposed to be sad, but
yeah.
You know how everything turns sad.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, there's just too much going on. I had two events yesterday, back to back, and then there's all kind of it's just madness, and
yeah.
We're all trying to fit everything in. And I'm like, show us your schedule or whatever. And then people are like, I don't have anything to do.
Oh,
I'm alone. I have nothing. So I think next year, what I'm going to do,
yeah,
is I'm going to create like. My own little office Christmas party for people that don't like either work from home, you know, because they don't have an office Christmas
yeah.
party, or they don't have family here,
yeah.
or they don't have kids here. I mean, next year, I thought about it last night trying to get it together. There's just no time to try to
the
get it
the lonely
together.
Holiday party.
Well, I don't think I'd call it that, but I'd call it something festive, something fun and happy, because I couldn't believe how many people said that they didn't have any plans.
Yeah. Serious, I feel like we're jam packed.
Well, it's hard to get a good festive name out of that.
Well, I'll figure it out.
Out of the explanation.
I'll
you know
out.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm alone, got nothing to do, no, nothing on my
list. We're going to be a little more positive than you, but anyway.
No, I'm just saying. Just the way you described it, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with the festive party for next year.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't have any parties either, so that's
not a shocker.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, well, then you're invited.
Actually, I got invited to one guy's house for some celebration. So I do have one.
You don't know
one.
His name?
Yeah, I know his name. Oh. His name's Dave.
Oh,
yeah.
You're like okay. Some guy's house.
Well, I wasn't going to go into detail on it. I'm just saying that the guy named Dave,
yeah,
he invited
guy,
me to his
I don't
house.
Know who he is. He's yeah. The neighbor or something.
Dropped off a flyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he did drop a text. That's all it was. It wasn't a phone call. Yeah. It was no big deal, I guess.
Oh, my God. No it's big a deal. Zoo right now.
We're 2 weeks away from Christmas. Oh. That's hard to believe.
No, it's crazy.
Man, oh, man. I'm already shopping this morning. I'm online looking at stuff.
Are you?
Yeah.
You have to.
Now
if you
I'm
under
a crunch because what I'm looking at doesn't come before Christmas. And I hate that. I hate having to put the old note in the box and saying it's on its way. I was late because it makes you look bad, you know?
I know. I bought myself a gift and it doesn't get here till after Christmas.
Oh.
make your own yogurt machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't get here till after Christmas.
Oh.
What a bummer. But yeah. It's okay. My son is getting me that $13,000 set of knives. Yeah.
Set of knives?
Oh $13,000?
Yeah, I posted about it.
Okay,
yeah.
I do remember. Yeah.
So I went to Cherry Creek. I went to Fillmore with my kid.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go into the knife store that's right on Fillmore or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, sure. Because he used to collect knives. Grandpa Bob used to give him all these knives and stuff. And so we went in there. Oh my God, there was a set of knives. It was like a regular kitchen set of knives, right? They were pretty.
Yeah.
But they were like $13,000.
How could it be that much?
They're all hand something something.
Are they from Japan or something?
I don't know where they're from.
And the block probably self-sharpens them as you pull them out.
Well, that shouldn't make a $13,000 thing unless it's diamonds inside.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, I love a good knife, but $13,000 out of my league.
Oh my God,
that's
right?
That's crazy. Easy.
Yeah, I mean, it had, you know, like the...
It's got the paring knife, it's got the chef's knife, it's got all the fillet knives.
Yeah, it's like got seven knives in it, but it was like $13,000. So he's like, my kid and I were talking, he's like, I got you the best Christmas present ever. I go, really? He's like, yeah, you remember that knife set?
Like, I will tell you, I love a good knife set.
Yeah, but
there's nothing
much.
Better than a sharp, 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 sharp knife.
Yeah, I agree. But you can make your own sharp knife with some lighter fluid and what was it? My dad would have a stone. He had a stone, and I think he used lighter fluid, and he'd make a circle with it. Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was oil. I don't know what he used. But he'd sharpen them so much that he'd hold up a piece of paper, and he'd just... Right through the paper.
I swear, every time I've ever shown that knife that your dad gave me to someone, they look at it and they're like, oh my God, what is that for? Dissecting a hippo? I mean, this thing, I swear.
It's massive.
It's 2 feet long. It's a sword.
It's,
And Bob sent it to us for Christmas.
Bob was a different animal, wasn't he?
Where the hell do you buy something like that?
I don't know.
I got a feeling it's illegal in every state.
It's right? Gotta be. Well,
can you imagine having that in your carry-on luggage at
my
the airport?
God, right? Yeah, I don't think you'd be allowed.
You'd be arrested for sure.
You'd be treated like that guy up in New York that was thrown up against the wall yesterday.
I didn't see that. What happened?
Well, the guy they captured in, it was actually in Pennsylvania, I guess, right? So they were moving him to a jail. I think he was coming from court or something. And they slammed him up against the wall because he was yelling. And he was just out of control. So they slammed him around.
Spadil, is it 13,000?
It's 19,000.
Oh, here's a picture, BJ. Here's a picture of the
blades.
Oh, man,
those are beautiful.
Yeah, they're really pretty nice.
19,000. Sorry, my bad.
They might be worth it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good-looking picture.
I think you can get a Groupon.
They do look like diamonds.
I know, right?
All right, BJ and Jamie, just getting started. It is a Wednesday, 2 weeks from Christmas. Good morning, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. The podcast there later on today. Thank you to all that participated in the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree, those that picked up the families, and you're buying presents for the kids. We really appreciate it.
I do have a question for Schmidl about that.
Okay, go right ahead.
Schmidl, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's going on? Did we find out if we were scammed?
No, I need to talk to the boss, because he was supposed to be calling them and all that stuff.
Okay.
So
we think we might have been scammed.
I'm trying to figure
that
out.
And then the people that got like real deep into it, don't give any details about you know, any of it. But we think they didn't know that it was so involved and that they needed to show up and stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Like there was an actual event going on?
Yeah, they thought that they could just, come by and get the presents for whoever. Mm-hmm. And then when we're like, no, you have to be there to get the gifts and meet the people that bought them for you and all that. They're
you got
to
bring the kids by.
They all of a sudden ghosted us.
Yeah.
That is so wrong to have that mentality.
I know.
That you hear something on the air that's for the children, you know, you're buying presents and you're trying to get in there and work a scam.
I know. Weird. It is bizarre.
What are people thinking?
I mean, it happens all the time, right? All the time.
Well, we appreciate those that are participating, those that are buying for the kiddos. Dave and Buster's will be there next week. And Steel Bros, Heating and Cooling, Longmont Dairy, Ranky Brothers supplying the uniforms, the suits, the Santa suit, all that. So it's going to be a good time next week.
Yeah,
be
it fun. Is.
Now, speaking of which, did you try the, what was it again? The casserole. What was it again?
Tater tot. Oh, casserole.
Tater tot.
No, I didn't ever eat that.
Oh.
No.
Come on.
Jamie had a luncheon yesterday.
Well, I had a brunch and a lunch.
Oh, you had both?
Yeah, I had. That's what I was saying. I had back-to-back things.
Double whammy.
Brunch and lunch.
I thought it was maybe brunch and then, you know, dinner or something like that.
But it was brunch to lunch.
Holy cow, back-to-back. Yeah. So the casserole did show up?
It did show up, and people ate it.
I'm telling you, it's so good.
I know. She said, my girlfriend, she's like, so I heard you don't really like my casserole. She goes, my phone blew up with everybody texting me. Jay was talking about your casserole. And by the way, she doesn't talk like that. She's actually very sweet. But it's more fun to make fun. Anyway, and so I'm like, no, it's just like not my cup of tea, but Carson loves it.
Oh my gosh, you should have brought me some. And
okay,
she crisped up the tater tots.
That's so funny, like, because she's like, does he want some? I'm like, I'm not carrying this crap around my car all day because I have to leave from here and go to a lunch and I'm not keeping that in my car.
And it would stink up your car, so I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, I don't think it travels well.
No.
I'll go to the brunch next time.
Okay.
The casserole.
Yeah, it was really fun. We had a bunch of girls, and they were all just, it was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was good.
That's what's great about this time of year, too. All the parties, getting together, having a great time.
Well, I never even see them. Like, I literally, we were laughing about this. Those girls, the neighborhood brunch bunch, I only see them once a year.
It's your thing at the annual.
No kidding. I thought it was a lot of the girls that went to like the concert last week.
No, that's
and
a
all
different
that.
Group. Yeah.
No kidding. This is the neighbors.
Only Kelly lives in my neighborhood from my
that's
group.
So funny.
Yeah. These are all neighbors. And I see them one time a year.
There's always a group of people that you only see once every year, and it's in an annual thing.
Yep.
So you only have to face that casserole once a year.
No, that's Kelly's. No, she's actually my friend.
No.
Yeah.
She'll make it any time for you, probably.
She brings it to every event, right?
No, but she actually said, she goes, I'm kind of sick of making this. Maybe I'll make something next year different. I'm like, no, don't take what I'm saying literal. It's fine. Everybody likes it. Oh my God. But you know what one girl did? It was awesome. So you know how the charcuterie board was a thing for a while? I mean, and it got kind of overplayed, right? Everybody was doing charcuterie. And then we all got burnt down on rolled up meats that looked like roses. Well, now she's doing different flavored deviled eggs. And they were amazing. She had this humongous, like, wood. It looks like a pizza thing that you slide a pizza into, but it has slots for deviled eggs on it. And it's huge and it has a handle. And she brought it in and she had every kind of flavored deviled egg. She had bacon flavored, she had pickle flavored.
That's cool.
It was delicious.
Yeah, I love the pickles.
Yeah. I mean, and they were like finely chopped and little.
Wow.
Oh my God, her deviled eggs were to die for. And then she had all these different flavors. And my favorite was Martha Stewart's.
No kidding.
Martha Stewart uses mayonnaise and vinegar or something.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was really good.
I tried deviled eggs just a couple of weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
I love
them. Mine didn't turn out so well.
Oh, you mean you tried?
I tried to make them myself. I tried to do it myself. Yeah. And my problem is I can never get an egg that will peel. I don't know what my problem is.
You soak them in ice water.
I tried that, Jamie. I boiled them and put them immediately in ice water, and it didn't work for some reason.
I don't know.
screwed it up big time. But I love deviled eggs.
Yeah, so
They're
I think
great.
That's the new thing. Like this whole, like, forget the charcuterie, but we got deviled eggs now. It was so
Where
good.
Where the hell did you get that board?
I don't know. That's what I asked her.
That sounds like something handmade.
And can I tell you something? She wouldn't tell.
It's a big secret.
Yeah, I was like, where did you get that? Because I can make deviled eggs. That's like one thing that I can totally make. And so she's like, she just was quiet. Are you finding one?
There's some on Etsy. They're really expensive, though. It's $75 for one thing.
Oh, I like the one that looks like a Christmas tree. That's $110.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Woo! They are
but
pretty.
Yeah, they're expensive because they're like handmade.
Yeah, she would tell me.
It's a big secret.
It is a big secret.
The deviled egg secret.
You know, I've never bought anything. I'm the only person out of everybody I know that I've never bought anything off of Etsy. Ever. I know it's weird.
I didn't know
that
you,
is weird.
I didn't know you buy off of it. I thought it was just they. No, I'm thinking of Pinterest.
You're thinking Pinterest.
I'm thinking of Pinterest. Yeah. Yeah. I don't get it.
Etsy is like homemade arts and crafts.
Right. Yeah, that people sell.
Mm-hmm. And I've never bought anything.
I bought that like crochet pickle, that support pickle that I got Schmidil last year.
Oh, I love that pickle. I keep that on my desk at home.
Schmidil and his pickle.
Wait, his support pickle?
Yeah, there's a support pickle.
And my emotional crochet support pickle,
The Schmidil pickle.
I love that it's a support one.
It lets me know that I'm a big dill.
Do you take it when you go on paintball trips?
I need that, there's a lot, so I need that emotional support.
Flying last week, I saw a guy on a flight with a stuffed animal.
Oh, man.
The dude was probably 30 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he had a stuffed animal and he kept hugging it the entire flight.
I take a pillow with me when I get injected.
You do?
Yeah, I have a pillow just because I don't like I don't like sitting in the medical chair without my hands being able to like squeeze something it's kind of painful when your face gets shot up.
Yeah.
And so I take a pillow so I can just squeeze it. And what's really bad about the medical chair and me getting injected, I get up and my butt crack sweat is on the chair.
I didn't say anything, but I stared a lot. He had a support stuffy. It's like, what the heck? What's going on here? Maybe afraid to fly.
Maybe.
Obviously, he needed something. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next. Hang on.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
So I was going to ask you, Carson, because you're our TikTok king, right? And here's the thing. So somebody that we know that's in radio or whatever, and we all used to work with, we really like him. He was doing this thing on his page. I follow him. We're friends. And I meant to ask him separately, but he's doing a thing where if you follow his link or whatever, he gets $5 and then he'll follow you back and he gets $5. It's called like TikTok Cash. Have you heard of anything like this?
I mean, I've kind of seen the same thing going on. I haven't really looked into it because I don't know why that, if it's like a subscription or something
like
that.
Well, I was trying to figure out if it was a scam or whatever. It's Tony, you know.
Oh, okay.
So take a look at it when you get a chance, because I was like, did he get hacked? And then all of his followers for following each other and getting $5 each from each other.
Yeah, that seems sketchy.
Doesn't it seem weird?
Yeah, it seems sketchy to me.
I don't know. I think there's something to it, though, because I saw it over the weekend. I saw people talking about it on TikTok, or on X, actually, and they were talking about TikTok and just $5.
What do you have there, Schmidil?
It would be disclosed by now if it were a scam.
So according to Google, and this is like their little AI thing, it says TikTok Cash refers to the ability to earn money through the TikTok platform, typically by creating content that gains a large audience.
Yeah, but that's just regular, isn't it? That's just regular.
Yeah.
That's just regular. That's an influencer thing.
Yeah, views. Yeah.
But this says
that.
It goes into something called the Creator Fund. So I guess they have like revenue just ready for you.
Yeah, this
to
is
go.
A different thing. That I get what that is.
Yeah.
That, AI. Sometimes
it doesn't know.
So we'll look into it. We'll figure it out. All right. Anyway, I just thought it was really weird, and I was like, "Oh, this seems weird." But then they're all doing it with each other, and you can only go up to like $50 or something.
Huh. It sounds like a pyramid scam. Of some type.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Like all this money's going into a pot and then somebody's going to take it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
But Tony's pretty smart.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on it. So, I don't know. Maybe go to his page and you can see it.
Yeah, I'm looking into it.
Okay. All right, anyway. Let's see here. A break-in at the home of Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. Uh-oh. So, he was dating this one girl for a long time and we thought that they were together. Well, then all of a sudden, guess what? His house was broken into, which is real, real sad, right? And he was at a football game. But guess what? A Sports Illustrated model is the one that called 911 and said, "I live there."
Yeah. A little fishy, isn't it?
Well, it's not fishy. He's obviously living with her.
Oh, yeah.
The report named Sports Illustrated model, her name is Olivia Ponton, as the individual who was on the scene at his home. So she came inside and she noticed that the bedroom window was knocked out and she freaked out. And so she called her mom. Her mom called police. And she didn't know if she was, if they were still in there. They weren't, thankfully. They weren't still in there. They'd already left. But they ransacked his home. And then she called police. And she's like, oh, my God, I live here. And somebody broke in.
Yeah. These NFL players are playing these night games.
Yeah.
And people know that they're at the stadium playing football.
But I don't understand why they don't have better security.
I don't get it either. It happened with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Remember, it was, I think theirs was a Sunday night game.
It was.
That they were on, and they got
they
broken into.
They had their door unlocked.
And all the jewelry is gone.
Yeah.
And they're not, I didn't see what was missing from Joe Burrow's home.
It said that they gave him a list, but they didn't say how much money.
Well, and Travis Kelce had, what, $20,000 stolen?
In cash. And why don't these people, like, I mean, the banks give you a lockbox. If you have money in a bank, you can get a lockbox.
Wasn't a Super Bowl ring taken?
Super Bowl jersey.
Oh, okay.
The jersey.
Even the jersey, you could roll up. I mean, even though the lockbox is only, like, yay long and this thin, you could roll up your jersey and stick it in there.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. I don't understand the home security itself. I mean, these guys have a lot of money. You would think that these things would be gated. They would be, you know, alarms would go off if anybody got within 20 feet of their gates.
Right? That's crazy.
It just doesn't make sense.
One time I lost my key to at Bank of America in LA. I lost my key, and so they have to drill it because they don't have an extra key.
Yeah.
You have to pay a drilling fee, and they have to drill it to get it. It's a whole thing. And so I was asking her while I was filling out the paperwork, I said, what have you found in some of these lockboxes? And she said in one of the lockboxes, it was because people die.
Yeah.
They just leave them there and they don't have any family. She said in one lockbox, they found all the kids' teeth.
Oh.
Like every time somebody pulled their tooth.
Yeah. Oh, you keep it in like a little baggie.
Oh.
Yeah. It was all little baby teeth from when they pulled them.
Oh.
I could see people dying, though, and not ever telling anyone that they have that lockbox.
Yeah, exactly.
There'll be all types of jewels
in
there. I have no idea.
Yep. Anyway, yeah, so that's crazy. But anyway, I guess they're living together, so that's good.
Yeah.
He's got himself a supermodel.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're a quarterback, you can pull a supermodel.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
a thing. It's a thing. This is gross and disgusting. And I guess, you know, Subway sandwiches, they're really trying to reinvent themselves, right? They're really, really trying. And first we had a bunch of celebrities that was endorsing them, right? All these celebrities doing this stuff. And then they came out with like more fresh meat. I don't know. They're trying to do all kinds of stuff. But now they've come out with a foot-long Oreo.
Oh, I think this looks awesome.
Oh.
Foot-long Oreo?
That's way too much Oreo.
Yeah, it is way too
much
is. Oreo.
Yeah.
Well, you can't
way
eat
too
it
much.
In one sitting, but... You gotta divvy that up.
How's that gonna reinvent you?
They already had the footlong cookie, and then this is supposed to just be like a new play on it.
Yeah. A food blogger on Reddit, they said that a footlong cookie is expected to hit locations by January.
They look dated, though. When you walk into a Subway, it looks really dated to me.
Yeah, it feels like you're walking into 1995.
It almost feels dirty in a way.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, my Subway irritates me because it opens like at 10 for delivery and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'll go there, and they have last night's lettuce. And it's already turned, like, brown.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, can you get new lettuce? And she's like, not till this is gone.
And yours is a last sandwich. So it's going to be gone.
Oh, my God. I'm like, okay, I'm good. So I just get cheese on some bread.
Yeah, until they upgrade those stores, I don't think they're going to overhaul that thing. And I'm not sure a cookie that's a foot long and Oreo's going
to
do it either.
Listen, they still, to this day, have the best cookies ever.
They are pretty good.
It's a perfect combination.
They're like homemade.
Yeah, and they're like the perfect combination of hard but like fall apart soft.
Yeah,
at the same
they do
time.
A good job.
It's gooey.
Yeah, it is gooey.
So good.
Do a good job there, Subway. Even though your name isn't called cookies.
Yeah. That's part of the problem,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think
yeah. You're in the sandwich business.
All right. Did you guys see the finale of The Voice? I did.
No.
I was folding some clothes. Living the dream, people. Living the dream, folding clothes. So I watched the season finale of The Voice. I don't know. I thought that girl with the fup was going to win. But she didn't. And she's really young. And she has this thing that goes like this right here.
Huh. Do they talk about it?
They don't.
Do they discuss it?
They try to disguise it.
Can that thing in front of you there, can it sing too?
Oh, my God.
I mean, does it come up in conversation or something, or you just notice?
Oh, my God. What was her name? What? Let's see here. Hold on. Penny Marshall. So, yeah. Penny Marshall. I have to tell you this story about her fup.
That's like Laverne and Shirley, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. I was doing vagina monologues, and Penny Marshall was our director, right? Yeah. And so, she introduces herself to all of us. We're all in this room, whatever. Lisa Ling, all these people, blah, blah, blah. And she walks into the room, and she has a cigarette. And
she was a chain smoker, wasn't she?
Oh, God.
Big time. That's what I heard.
And Lisa Ling is pregnant. And so she's like, could you not smoke? Could you not smoke? And Penny Marshall grabs her fup, right? With one hand and her cigarette in the other. And she's like, Larry needs me to smoke.
Oh, my God. His name's Larry.
Yes. And we're all just looking at each other terrified. Oh, my God. What are we in for? This is going to be crazy. I mean, with all her hands, she just... So Lisa Ling left. She didn't do the vagina monologues.
No, she's gone.
She did not want to be...
Did you ever do them?
I did.
You
yeah.
did?
Yeah,
for
I did.
How long?
No, it was just a one-night thing.
Oh, just a one-night.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then I had to go to Penny Marshall's house because apparently I wasn't that great of an actress. And so I had to go to her house, and I'd just gotten a new car.
For acting lessons?
For my read, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was very bad.
For your audition?
No, I was on it. I was in the troupe.
Oh, but you had to prove it to her that you
She
could.
Wanted to work with me.
Oh,
coaching.
I see.
She did not like my delivery.
So did she smoke the entire time?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. Not only that, but I walk, I drive down, I have a brand new car, two huge St. Bernards come up and just... And then this really hot young like Russian woman, she's probably like 20, comes out and she's like, are you here for Penny?
It's like... Where am
and then,
I?
Then Penny comes out. She's like, this is my girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Oh, she Larry had a girlfriend? Loves
her. Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. And she's like 20, and she was really tall.
No kidding.
And she could barely speak English.
No.
I had some suspect about that one.
Penny Marshall.
And then she had a whole like area that was just made out to the Lakers. Her home theater was just Lakers. It was really cool. But then in her kitchen, she had all little black figurines. I don't know what they're called, but people used to, a long time, I guess.
Are they like wood carving?
No, they're like, you know.
Or that ivory type?
No, they were like surrounding her whole kitchen. It was like they're holding lanterns and stuff. What were those called?
Oh, the jockeys.
Yeah, she had them.
Like those little jockeys that held the light.
Yeah, they're jockeys.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're called jockeys,
aren't
they?
All over her kitchen. Yeah. And somebody custom like made shelves for them, and I was like, this feels racist.
I think those were deemed racist.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandfather had one in the front yard.
Oh,
I was always so embarrassed of that thing. I'm like, oh, my God, here comes the school bus. Oh, jeez. He would never remove that damn jockey.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing sat out there, and I could not figure out what he saw in a jockey.
I can't figure out why she had all these things in her kitchen and not like a KitchenAid mixer. Like, what are you doing?
I'm with you.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my Penny Marshall story.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah, thanks. I'll get to other stuff later.
Better than the voice. We haven't even got the voice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have audio.
We haven't even got to it.
Oh, my God. The fup took me away from it.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, because Larry needs her cigarette. Whatever. Anyway, so the voice, it was won by this guy. I forgot his name, but he was really... What was his name? Do you remember? No, I don't either. Anyway, but he was really, really good. Here he is.
Good.
I feel like Michael Bublé is having an affair on his wife.
You do? Why? Why?
Because he was singing. He sang a lot. That was his team person, whatever he won. Michael Bublé's team won. Anyway, because every time he's singing, he's singing right to some girl in the audience. And I think he stacked her, you know, gave her tickets.
Oh.
And he's all like, hey, I'm Michael Bublé. He's going to this hot chick.
He is Michael Bublé.
He is Michael.
But, I love that name. BJ Bublé? I'd love to have that name.
There were rumors that he wasn't that nice to his girlfriend or his wife. Remember that video came out? And so he kept singing to this one person and like looking at her like, yeah. So I feel like that's what's going on.
Yeah.
You know how basketball players stack the NBA, you know, the arena all the time with their different girlfriends
exactly.
and their wives don't know?
Yeah.
Buble's doing that.
Yeah. I do that at Bar Bingo. I stack it all the time, Jamie. Yeah. If you look at the front row, they're hot.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.